what's going on.
Got a soft spot in my heart for Texas,
and every
baby.
Neck of the woods. Let's get you up to date on the state of our state with some Texas topics. As we were talking about, over 26,000 were there for the Cowtown Marathon.
If you're running in the Cowtown Marathon, let me know.
Yeah, including our very own Mark Phillips right there, representing 50 states, 14 countries. This taking place both Saturday and yesterday, too. And it was North Texans that came up as the big winners of that. First of all, in the marathon proper, the 26.2, it was 22-year-old out of Flower Mound, Jarrett Kirk, that ran the marathon fastest, 2 hours, 26 minutes.
Whoa!
Yeah, man. Second, third place also went to North Texans, too. Half marathon, Fort Worthian, Maxwell Murphy, 24. Took about an hour and 9 minutes. The Ultra Marathon. Okay, what is that?
What is, no. Just.
That is a 31.1 Ultra Marathon race.
Are they out of their minds?
Right, seriously.
Brent Williams of Aledo, 32 years old. He did it in 3 hours and 19 minutes.
It's very nice, Brett. You're and, a good thrower.
10 and 5K races, too, which were Saturday. Those were also swept by North Texans as well. It was a photo finish in the 10K. As Rena Elmer, she finished her race in the 10K. 34 minutes, roughly 38 seconds. The next fastest runner was 0.02 of a second behind her, Austin Del Rosa of River Oaks. A photo finish, which if it gets that close and that long of a distance, that's a heartbreaker. Congratulations to all those. And the guy that just finished just a minute ago.
Good job.
He just came by
a
our studio.
A-plus to
right
you.
Here. What did Mark...
He came in 10th in his class.
Oh! Mm-hmm. Nice.
I know.
Well done to our own marathon man, Mark Phillips. How about that?
He runs and he runs and he runs.
That's greatness.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no fifth place.
Number five!
Not everyone can do goat milking in their
radio
spare time,
show,
KB.
But you're still number one in our hearts, Mark Phillips. Congratulations, buddy.
Woo!
Good job. I'm just glad he finished.
Are they out of their minds?
Yes,
not
Siri, are
today.
You?
It's fine.
So everything coming to the great state of Texas and parents of little ones will soon enjoy the Universal Kids Resort right near Dallas. So what can you expect? Rides including Shrek, SpongeBob SquarePants, Trolls, Minions, Puss in Boots, Jurassic World, and Gabby's Dollhouse. Now, no word on when it'll officially open. They're only saying 2026. So leaving their options open, save your pennies. You're going to need them. The new Kalahari Water Park could be coming to Allen, while that new Peppa Pig Park opens up in North Richland Hills this Saturday.
You going to be there? For the ribbon cutting?
You know, I don't think I'm going to be there because we've got a few plans, but ooh, I do have someone in my house that would love some Peppa action.
And that's the person you don't tell a Peppa Pig theme park opened up.
George! Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad I'm out of that phase as a parent.
Did your daughter do that? They say it's like a whole epidemic of little kids speaking in British accents because of Peppa.
If that doesn't fit your fancy, you can take the family down the road, down to Austin, as a new zoo has opened up in Austin, Texas, with a big old twist. It is called Zoocade, and it's the first holographic zoo in the United States. It features a tunnel more than 60 feet. The tunnel's holographic, and you put on 3D glasses, and you walk through it, and the images change to lions, giraffes, other such zoo-like animals, including things that have went extinct, like dinosaurs.
Ooh.
So it's about $25 for a trip down there.
At 60 feet? It's like not much for $25.
Well, I think they could probably change the images as they go, and I don't know if you need to go that far down it. So that's a good place to go that doesn't have animals, that you could see animals. And it's also good to see the psychedelic world is coming back, I guess, right?
Good night.
I wonder if you could feed them like virtual carrots or something.
Aw, and that'll be an extra $4, and you know it. ERCOT assuring us that there was plenty of power for last week's freeze. I mean, you know, probably. But after breaking a previous record, things may not be looking good. The demand could outpace supply by the summer of 2026. However, the CEO saying there's no need to panic. He's got some big ideas for all those energy hogs out there. You make your own. Senate Bill 6 going through the legislature right now requests that companies like data centers use their own generators when things start to get dicey. Or how about they can make it then. Why don't you just make it all the time?
That's his solution?
Yeah.
Y'all deal with it?
We're going to welcome all this business in. We're not going to give you the infrastructure to use it.
And, stay away from my outlet. Yeah.
We don't need to panic until next summer. Okay.
Yeah, that starts in about 3 weeks.
It's reassuring.
It wrapped up over the weekend, the San Antonio Stock Show and Rodeo. Reports out of that. Grand champion was a Charolais steer.
It always is.
Sold for $140,000 right there. And that is a San Antonio Stock Show record. Of course, that pales in comparison to the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo Grand Champion auction price. But
yeah.
Congratulations to Anderson Floyd of Denver City FFA. I couldn't find anywhere what the Charolais' name was. And I also cannot find out the answer to your questions, Hank fans that have asked. Where's Ruger? Stuff happens. But it is official. And now the state of Texas is officially Texas Department of Agriculture, along with our buddy Sid Miller, who was sounding the alarm about a week or two ago, that just like 2020, if you get weird seeds from China in your mailbox, do not plant them. Seriously.
Plant them?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Don't do anything with it. In fact, report them, they said. Now, this all stems, their investigations stemming in Frisco and all across, and I think some North Fort Worth of people, once again, getting these suspicious packages unsolicited in the mail that just have seeds, and it turns out they are coming from China. So they say just don't throw them away because that could make them grow. Or if you don't want them to grow, give them to KB because he kills every plant that he has ever tried to grow.
Good
right
job.
There. But they say, please report the packages to the TDA immediately and hold on to them so they can pick them up. I wouldn't taunt them either or stare directly in your eyes.
So creepy.
Hey, China, how about send some eggs or something?
Yeah.
Okay, that
turn
we can use.
Turn it up. It's time to wake up. KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.